תפילת החברים.
The prayer of the friends.
אנו מתאספים כאן.
Creator, we gather here in gratitude for all that you show us and all that is concealed.
אנו מתפללים לבהירות הנפש.
We pray for clarity of mind and heart so we can take action so that the whole world will see your greatness. Give strength to the world kli to connect as one man in one heart. Amen. The article, What is the Son of the Beloved and the Son of the Hated in the Work? The Midrash says about what is written, if a man has two wives, the one loved and the other hated. He says, if a man has two wives, is the Creator. Loved are the idol worshippers to whom he shows his face, and hated are Israel, for whom he hides his face. We should understand this. Since it contradicts all the places that write that the Creator loves his people, Israel, as it is written, I loved you, says the Lord, but you say, how did you love us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord? Yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau. Also, we say, who chooses Israel, his people, with love. We should interpret this in the work. It is known that in the work we speak of everything within one body. For this reason, we should interpret saying two wives to mean that they are in the same body. This means that there are two forces within man. One, the desire to receive for one's own benefit. Two, the desire to bestow, meaning to do everything for the sake of the Creator. Those two are called two wives. In other words, we should determine within man the quality of the 70 nations of the world. And the quality of Israel, we attribute the nations of the world to the will to receive for one's own benefit. And we attribute Israel to the desire to bestow upon the Creator. We should know that those two desires come from above, meaning that only the Creator gives them, and it is not within man's hands to take them by himself. Rather, the first force, called will to receive for oneself, comes to a person without any effort. As soon as one is born, he has this force, but the second force, the desire to bestow, does not come from above without labor. This means that first one must seek ways by which to obtain it. And only then does he receive from above the desire to bestow. However, it is not given without labor. We should understand the reason that the desire to bestow is not given without labor, and the will to receive is given without labor. This is so because in order to achieve the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creations, he had to create a creation that contains the will to receive pleasure. Since without a desire, it is impossible to enjoy anything. Hence, the Creator placed within creation the desire to receive pleasure. This means that if man did not have it when he was born, it would be impossible to be called creature, since this shows us the matter of creation, existence from absence, meaning that a desire and need were created, where he wants to satisfy his needs.
For
this reason, this desire comes immediately without any effort. In other words, were it not for the will to receive, there would be no development, so there would be anything in the world, since we learn everything only by the power of the will to receive, which pushes us to go forward. For this reason, this desire comes to us without any effort.
But
concerning the desire to bestow, the Creator does not give it to us without any effort. That is, once we have creation and the Creator should give fulfillment to the creatures, he gives them what they demand and say that they need. At that time, the Creator fills their lack. It therefore follows that all the efforts that a person makes in Torah and mitzvot is in order to obtain the lack for the desire to bestow. That is, as man understands that without a desire to receive pleasure, a person cannot live in the world. Meaning that if a person sees that if he has nothing to give to his will to receive, so it can enjoy, the person knows that he will not be able to exist in the world, since without vitality, he is in conflict with the purpose of creation to do good to his creations. Likewise, a person must come to feel that unless he has the desire to bestow, by which he can achieve dvikut with the Creator, he also has no life or pleasure in this world. In other words, he sees that he has no satisfaction in life. For this reason, he asks to achieve wholeness. For there must be delight and pleasure in creation. However, without the desire to bestow, a person cannot achieve wholeness. This state is called a lack and need. And when a person has such a lack, he receives from above, from the Creator, the second desire called the desire to bestow. For this reason, one should do all that he can in order to acquire a lack for the desire to bestow. However, one must know that although he wants to do everything in order to bestow, the body does not let him emerge from its governance. And this causes one descents and ascents. That is, once the will to receive prevails over the desire to bestow, meaning that the will to receive brings him desires and thoughts that it is correct, meaning that it gives him a greater taste for self-love, which means that the will to receive, which is the nations of the world, receive more flavor each time. So when it acquires more strength, it cancels the need for the desire to bestow. Hence, all the labor that one has given in order to obtain the need for the desire to bestow departs from him. And the person agrees during the descent with the will to receive for oneself. However, afterward, the person recovers and begins once more to work and labor in order to obtain the need for the desire to bestow. And then, the will to receive prevails once more. It follows that this is the cause of ascents and descents. This situation continues until a person comes to a resolution that without his help, it is impossible to attain. Not necessarily the actual desire to bestow, but even the need for the desire to bestow also ascends and descends. To the point that several times he came to a state where he saw that he could not make any more efforts than he already has. Therefore, he wants to escape the work. However, we should ask, why did the Creator make it so there are ascents and descents? As said above, it is in order for man to need to move forward and not settle for little. For this reason, he receives a descent from above. In other words, a person is helped to advance by lowering him from his degree. This caused him to reflect and see what is required of him from above. For which he was lowered from his degree. This causes him to reflect and see what is required from him from above, and for which he was lowered for his degree. This causes a person to pray to the Creator for help. The help that one receives from above is the preparation because of which he will obtain a soul, as it is written in the Zohar, that he is helped by a holy soul. Yet, it follows that both the ascents and the descents come from above, that is, the descents too help a person, and because of them he achieves the goal he should achieve. By this we should interpret what the Zohar says: if a man comes to be purified, the evil inclination surrenders before him, and right governs the left, and both the good inclination and the evil inclination join to keep man in all the roads he travels, as it is written, for he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. We should understand how it can be said that the evil inclination keeps a person walking on the straight path. After all, it advises a person not to walk in the way of Torah, fails him in all his ways, and detains him from working for the sake of the Creator, but only for his own sake. Thus we should know how the evil inclination helps him. The descents that a person receives when the evil inclination gives him thoughts that are foreign to the spirit of Torah cause him descents. According to a person's opinion, it must be that the evil inclination brought him the feeling that love of self is more important than love of the Creator, and that this is the cause of the descents. But in truth, one should believe that the Creator does everything. In other words, the Creator sends these descents to a person in order for them to give man momentum in the work, so he will not be content with little. When a person feels that he does all that he can in Torah and Mitzvot, and he cannot discern the matter of the intention for the sake of the Creator, or that he is working for his own benefit, since when one works in the manner of the general public, an illumination shines on a person as surrounding light, giving him satisfaction, so he will not feel any lack in his work. Only when one wants to work in the manner of individuals, meaning that the aim will also be for the sake of the Creator, and not specifically the act, then he is notified from above that he is not all right. And from this, he falls into a descent. At that time, one sees his real situation and begins to seek a way by which to emerge from the control of self-love. It therefore follows that were it not for the evil inclination which brings him the state of descent, he would remain in a state of ascent and would not need to achieve the goal of dvekut with the Creator. It follows that the evil inclination is an angel of God, meaning a messenger of the Creator, to keep him from staying in a state of still of Kedusha, but rather needing to advance. This is why he says, for he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Thus, the evil inclination is also a messenger of the Creator to keep the person. According to the above, we should interpret what we asked concerning the words of the Midrash that says, if a man has two wives, is the Creator. Loved are the idol worshippers. How can it be said that the Creator loves the idol worshippers? We should interpret that when it says, if a man has two wives, it means that the Creator gives to a person two wives, meaning two desires, one loved, meaning the will to receive for one's own sake. This is called idol worshippers, meaning not for the sake of the Creator, but for one's own sake. That desire is called loved, meaning that the creatures love this desire, because the Creator shows them the face. In other words, the Creator created the world because of His desire to do good to His creations. This is considered that the Creator is showing them the face, meaning the will to the will to receive, for it is impossible to receive pleasure if there is no yearning for the pleasure. Because of this, the Creator shows the face to the will to receive pleasure. That is, all that one does for oneself, one enjoys. And this is considered that He shows him the face. Yet why is this called idol worshippers? The answer is that since there was a correction, that in order to avoid the issue of shame, it is forbidden to receive in order to receive. One who does receive in order to receive is called in the work idol worshipper. In other words, he does not work for the sake of the Creator, but for his own sake. In the work, this is called foreign work, idol worshipping. Although in terms of the actions, he is considered Israel and a servant of the Creator, in terms of the work which is to bestow, this is called idol worshipping, meaning work that is foreign to us. Since a person is born with an inherent nature to work only for one's own sake, which a person calls loved, since the Creator shows them the face, as long as one works for his own sake, he has a desire to work. Since by nature he loves working for the will to receive. But when one wants to work for the sake of the Creator, which is to benefit the Creator, and not oneself, this desire belongs to the quality of Israel in a person. And that desire is called hated, since the Creator hides the face from them. In other words, in order for one to be rewarded with Israel, the Creator hides his face from them. Since when a person wants to walk in a manner where all his actions are for the sake of the Creator, in order to be able to receive, in order to bestow, there had to be a concealment and restriction on the Torah and the mitzvot, so they would be able to say that they are observing Torah and mitzvot without any reward, but only for the sake of the Creator. And since this is against nature, the body hates this work. And if a person wants to work specifically for the sake of the Creator, he has no other choice but to pray to the Creator to give him the strength to overcome, the will to receive and subdue it. A person receives this power from above, as it is written, he who comes to purify is aided. That is, he is given a soul from above. It follows that specifically by having hatred for the quality of Israel, in a person he cannot overcome,
as yesh makom
It follows that specifically by having hatred for the quality of Israel in a person, he cannot overcome, since the body hates bestowal. At that time, there is room for one to truly be rewarded with the degree of Israel by asking for help from above. This is the meaning of what we said, that from the two forces that there are in man, the evil inclination and the good inclination, a person can achieve the completion of the goal, for both of them keep him from veering off from the right path, neither to the right nor to the left, but to come to achieve the completeness of the goal, which is to receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator wants to impart upon the creatures. It therefore follows that the loved wife is the idol worshippers, and the hated wife is Israel. To this, we should add that those two forces, the will to receive and the desire to bestow, are also called man and beast. That is, the will to receive in man is regarded as a beast, belonging to the quality of animals in whom there is only self-benefit. And the speaking is the quality of man, which is the desire to bestow, that man should achieve, and which he can achieve only through great efforts, for the above reason, that by nature a person cannot understand how to do anything for the sake of the Creator. That is, a person is concerned with satisfying the demands of his beast. But what the man in him demands, a person cannot satisfy. Rather, this requires asking the Creator to give him the power to overcome his beast. For without the help of the Creator, governance is given to thoughts and desires that hate the quality of man. And the quality of Israel, which is the quality of man, as our sages said, you are called man, and the idol worshippers are not called men. Thus, the hated woman is Israel, from whom the Creator hides his face. According to the above, we should interpret what our sages said, welcome every person. We should understand what this tells us in the work. When a person wants to do something for his quality of man, and since the quality of man is hatred, since all of man's concerns are only to satisfy the demands that his beast demands, and the body loves the quality of the beast. But as for the quality of man, which is Israel, the body hates it. Therefore, our sages came and warned, welcome every person. Where every means even all that is discerned as man. In other words, we should appreciate even a small thing if it pertains to the quality of man. Our sages told us that we should try to welcome the quality of man and not as it seems to us as hated because the Creator hides his face from them. Rather, we should go above reason and welcome every person above what the mind of our body tells us. That is, we must do things that are suitable for the quality of men. Although the beast within us screams and says that the work we want to do for the quality of men are unsuitable for sane people, since what we are, a demanding beast, this is acceptable. And the evidence is that the body loves this work. But what he wants to work for the quality of men, you see that the body hates this. Clearly, the mind makes sense. Since it says that by working for the quality of the beast, this is reasonable and suitable for an intelligent person. While the work that you want to do for the quality of men, this is an act of a beast, meaning mindless. Our sages tell us about this, that we should not listen to what the body says, that it is making the argument of a human, but rather to welcome every quality of man and say, although according to the mind and reason, the quality of man is hated, I believe in the words of the sages, and I welcome them. By this we should interpret what our sages said. Man and beast, you deliver. O Lord, these are people who are as cunning in their reason as people and pretend to be as beasts. That is, although rationally you are correct, and a person should walk on the path that he loves, still he pretends to be a beast, mindless, and goes with faith above reason. However, we should believe that by observing Torah and Mitzvot in practice, in every detail and precision, thanks to the actions, we are rewarded with the Creator helping us from above, so we will have the strength to go forward and be rewarded with obtaining the goal, which is that man will receive the delight and pleasure that there is in the purpose of creation. Thanks to these actions, we are rewarded with the Creator helping us from above, so we will have the strength to go forward and be rewarded with obtaining the goal, which is that man will receive the delight and pleasure that there is in the purpose of creation. This is so because when we observe Torah and Mitzvot unconditionally, but only because of the commandment of the Creator, this is called an awakening from below. By this, the light and abundance extend from above, and they can emerge from the governance of evil. This is as our sages said about what is written, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you. When I see the blood, but everything is revealed before him. But the Creator said, I look to see that you are engaged in my commandments, and I pass over you." We see that our sages said that so that no plague would befall them, meaning to emerge from the control of the evil, called death, as our sages said, the wicked in their lives are called dead. We were given the work in practice, Thanks to the work we do, the Creator is revealed to us as it says, and it shall be as a token for you. What do we learn? In return for the mitzvah and you are that you are performing, I will have mercy on you. Thus, thanks to the practice of mitzvot, a person is saved from the governance of the will to receive, called evil inclination, and is rewarded with obtaining the desire to bestow. However, one who walks on one line, who is satisfied with practice, when he works for the sake of the Creator and does not consider the intention, that the intention will also be for the sake of the Creator, he cannot obtain the desire to bestow, called dvikut. This is so because he has no lack.
Hence,
these people who have already shifted from one line to the right line, when they see their lowliness, that there is not a single organ in that person that wants to do anything for the sake of the Creator, they yearn for the Creator to deliver them from death, meaning from the governance of self-love. At that time, his way to be rewarded with the Creator being revealed to him, meaning to be rewarded with the desire to bestow, which is when one is adhered to the Creator, a person can be rewarded with it only thanks to the practice. When he wants the reward for observing Torah and mitzvot, to be dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. This is the meaning of in return for the mitzvah that you are performing, I will have mercy on you. That is, he has mercy on us and saves us from death, which is the governance of the will to receive. However, we see that man can do anything that is not on the path of correction. We see that this applies both in adults and in children. And especially, we see this in little children, since with grown-ups, everything already involves several reasons. So we cannot see the truth. But with children, we see this more openly, that children can toil all day. But if we ask them to do something, they say that they have no energy for the work. We should know that this extends from the world of Nikudim, where there was the breaking of the vessels. For this reason, anything that does not pertain to correction, we have the strength to do. But if it pertains to correction, we have the strength to do, but it pertains to correction. There's already labor involved due to the resistance of the body. Hence, when a person walks on one line, he can observe Torah and mitzvot in every way. But when he goes on the right line, when the work is on the path of correction, the person should then make great efforts to walk on the path of the right. This is why we need strengthening.
Well, there are two conditions here. The first condition is to be in a group, and the second condition is that the group will engage in connection. like that the goal is to reach such a connection in which the Creator will be revealed. That is all. And then on the way to this connection, they ask the Creator that since they want to get closer to Him, they ask the Creator that the Creator will go towards them and will become revealed to them. And this is how they get closer.
Rav, Torah ve Mitzvot'u eylemde tutarak aşağıdan uyanış vermek nedir?
Rav, what does it mean to hold on to the Torah and Mitzvot in practice in order to awaken from below?
It means to be in a 10 and to try in the 10 to reach connection between them, so much so that between us we become connected, bonded, so that we can keep all the mitzvot in love your friend as yourself. And according to that, we will feel how much the Creator is coming closer to us.
Здесь середина статьи Рабаш пишет о том, что человек может работать в качестве клаль.
In the middle of the article, he writes here that a person can work in the collective or individually. What do we need to do to move from the collective work to the individual work? Is that in a person's powers to do so?
No, it's not within the forces of the person by himself, but the Creator is willing and He has to help the person in anything. So there is nothing here that is impossible to overcome.
Ну то есть нужно просить Творца просто, чтобы он перевел.
So we need to ask the Creator to move from the work of not understood work to the work of the Creator only.
Я не понял вопроса.
I didn't understand the question.
Пишет Раба, что я либо могу работать как большинство
writes,
и получать свечение в виде
света. As the collective is and get this surrounding light illumination, or I can work with the intention for the sake of the Creator. And I don't really understand.
Окружающий свет.
Is it so bad on one hand to receive the surrounding light? And on the other hand, Рабаш writes that it's really not enough.
Если мы связаны между собой и все время хотим,
we are connected between us, all the time we want to be closer and closer,
чтобы в итоге
in our spiritual actions, in the spiritual connection between us, so that ultimately the spiritual connection between us will resemble the Creator, that is, that it will become a vessel,
то тогда мы становимся
in which we want to hold the Creator between us, then we become one whole.
Денис.
Я понял. Здесь.
I understood.
Как уж сказать-то. Ну вот это состояние, когда находиться.
The state in which.
Как он здесь пишет, человек хочет работать в качестве.
According to what he describes here.
Намерение было ради Творца.
Where a person wants to work in the matter of the individual and for his intention to be for the sake of the Creator, and then he comes to the state of greatness. That's something we can do only when the Creator decides that we're worthy of being in this work, or
дать нам возможность быть в этой работе.
And in order to encourage the Creator for us to be able to have the opportunity,
well, it should be enough for us in order to unite. The closer we are to each other, the more we will resemble the Creator. And with such greater attention and effort, this is how he relates.
To an ascent.
Shift from a descent to an ascent. One can do that the moment that he disconnects from himself and connects with the friends. This is the closest action for him.
Dear Rav, so how to connect during the descent with one's friend?
From a descent, it's very difficult to connect with anyone because the person is in a descent. But if he will annul himself to some extent, then he will be able to connect with others and then to start an ascent.
Рав, есть возможность не опускаться на ступень ниже путем взаимодействия между товарищами?
Rav, there's a possibility of not going to a lower degree, but rather build such a connection with the friends so that we can confidently overcome the evil inclination in the ten.
Good luck, but I didn't quite understand the question.
So that means we can destroy the evil incarnation when it's born, or does it have to be revealed?
We need to define it and define why is it evil, why is it inside of you, why do you aspire to destroy it? You need to define all of this to yourselves. Without that, you cannot hate the evil inclination and you cannot get rid of it.
If
it doesn't let me like go out to it so I can let the Creator like destroy it?
Well, try, and you will see.
And the desire to bestow comes as a result of the effort. What effort is that?
The effort to annul yourself before the friends and connect with them.
Despair, then also the outcry is included. So how can I be in the group and come to there as well?
If you're in the ten and you try to be connected with them into one whole,
before
you, ahead of you, there is a goal which is to attain the Creator. Then you begin to see how much this task is impossible to achieve for you and for the ten, and then you start to cry out to the Creator.
I start to cry out, or does the ten need to be a cry out?
First of all, you.
So it works out that I get despaired from the ten?
No. You see that you're placing yourself above the ten. And with that, you cannot agree.
Meaning it's that despair.
Rav, usually I feel that the Creator wants to cancel off my confidence in order to bring me closer to him. Why is it so?
To be closer to the Creator. You need to simply try to annul all that you have. Thoughts, desires, opinions,
and
to receive the desire, the need, the inclination, to receive the goal, just like he has, and then you'll succeed.
So, would it be correct to say, well, that I don't need to receive any pleasures besides adhesion with the Creator? Is this what he wants?
Yes. That will teach you everything.
Can return to our higher degree.
We just need from moment to moment more connected between us. That for us is the most correct measurement for advancement. If a man goes correctly, then he is constantly closer to the friends, through them closer to the Creator, and that's how he enters more into the center of creation. Just a small one.
A small question. I see his advice throughout the whole article is to do actions, to perform actions.
Yes.
For us, we don't have many actions as the people in the general public, they have the practice. For us, actions are really restricted in terms of actually doing things. Most of the work is in thought, to think about the friends all day long, to persist in the thought, to be in a prayer. Is this considered actions? Or should we think about other actions?
We have actions of bestowal, actions of advertising, many actions. It depends on how you incorporate in it.
So what actions do we intend for that we can do? What kinds of actions?
All the actions.
All the actions between the members of Bnei Baruch can be connected as one body. There are many such actions we can do. This is what the fact that we do not enough of that, that's a problem. I mean, but with hands and legs, right? In practice, not in thought, right? Real actions.
In thoughts, in writing, in dissemination, in actions.
Dissemination, that's clear, but Rav said some time ago that dissemination is not really a spiritual action. So,
then what, if you walk for miles by your feet, on your feet, that's going to be a work? Or?
No, I meant that what I thought that the actions he's referring to in the article are actions in connection between us.
Well, so what? It's an action if we do it with our hands?
No, exactly not. That's why I'm asking.
Most of it is in...
Selam Rav, selam dostlar. Bir arzumun üstesinden gelemediğim zaman mı yaratıcıdan uzak kalmanın utancını yaşıyorum? Yoksa arzumun üstüne çıkabilmek için mi yaratıcı bana utanç veriyor?
Rav. When I am unable to overcome and I feel shame, does the Creator give me this feeling of shame? Does he increase my desire, or do I feel shame because I'm farther away from the Creator?
No, I feel shame if I come close to the Creator.
Then
I feel more of how my qualities and his qualities are contradicted. PT 14.
The evil, the bad that is revealed to a person is in relation to his work for the sake of heaven?
Of course.
And then it is truly a revelation of evil?
Yes. Otherwise, how is it called evil?
Item 6, please.
Item
6. Explanation of the words of our sages, hence work and labor have been prepared for the reward of the souls, for one who eats that which is not one's own is afraid to look upon one's face. Number 6. To somewhat understand this sublime place, we must go into further detail. We shall research the axis of the entire reality before us and its general purpose. Is there an operation without a purpose? And what is that purpose for which he has invented this entire reality before us in the upper worlds and in the lower worlds? Indeed, our sages have already instructed us in many places that all the worlds were created only for Israel, who observe Torah and mitzvot, commandments. And this is well known. However, we should understand this question of our sages, who asked about it, if the purpose of creation of the worlds was to delight his creatures, why did he create this corporeal, turbid, and tormented world? Without it, he could certainly delight the souls as much as he wanted. So why did he bring the soul into such a murky and filthy body? They explained it with the verse, one who eats that which is not one's own is afraid to look upon one's face. This means that there is a flaw of shame in any free gift. To spare the souls this blemish, he has created this world where there is work and they will enjoy their labor in the future, for they take their whole reward in return for their work and are thus spared the blemish of shame.
ניצולים על ידי זה מפגם של בושה.
זאת אומרת יש כאן,
that means that there's actually one thing here. The creator is the one bestowing, we are the ones receiving in order to bring us to resemble him. He gives in the will to receive the feeling of the difference between it to the Creator, and this feeling is called shame. It's clear to us from this world, just as we, when we have to receive from someone, as much as we are ashamed of it, there are a lot of cases that we reject something that is given to us and we don't want to receive it because the shame burns us, lowers us. And in order to make the created beings to be as the Creator, on the same degree of the giving, of the bestowing, exalted. So the Creator performs the corrections. He created all the souls and all the degrees. And what we are doing all in all it's done in order to correct, to skip, to rise above this gap that is between the receiver and the bestower. We do not have any way to do it, but only through working through the wisdom of Kabbalah. until we grow as babies or in the mother, or either we're born and we don't feel ourselves yet as disconnected from the mother, so we demand and demand everything that we deserve. But when we do correct ourselves, so we reach a place where we can receive in order to bestow. And then our actions become equal in their essence to the actions of the Creator. We give to Him, and He gives to us. We give Him the vessel, and He gives us the fulfillment, the light. And then we reach identification, equivalence with the Creator. And it turns out that in this way we can reach His degree.
There is a reality of work, labor. What is the connection between shame and this world and work? What kind of work is he talking about in this world?
When a person connects to the friends, and between them he builds above his will to receive a common vessel, a desire to bestow, and then with that vessel he comes to the Creator and asks for corrections and for fulfillments.
And this way he prevents the shame?
Yes, by this he prevents the shame. Because he doesn't receive for himself, he receives for the friends, and in this way, each one for everyone.
Gracias, Rab. Una pregunta. Entonces el Creador nos quiere dar todo.
So the Creator wants to give us everything, but in order for us to not feel the shame, the Creator puts us in this reality where we need to exert in order so we don't feel the shame when we receive everything He wants to give us?
Yes. Brazil won.
Obrigada, Rav. O que significa direcionar todos os nossos desejos para o Criador?
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean that we aim all of our desires to the Creator? What does it mean in practice?
שאנחנו רוצים מכל
that we want in every opportunity to bestow upon Him, so that the benefit, the feeling that we get out of it, He will receive it. And
sorry, it's still the thing about the shame. So envy, lust, and honor, it's easy to find those feelings in the group in advance. But shame, how do you find a feeling of shame as a force to advance? Where is that?
That's a problem. Because shame, we cover it even before it surfaces into our feelings.
So that's exactly it. So how do I find that feeling?
How do I find it? I try to be together with the friends, and then among them, with them, I gradually discover what a nothing I am compared to the group. And this is how I come to shame. Item 7.
Number 7, title, what is the connection between working 70 years and eternal delight? As there is no greater free gift than this.
Yeah, this is something very special. We live, let's call it 70 years. This is what Kabbalists write. 70 years in this world. And even if we work properly in this world for the duration of the 70 years, the wisdom of Kabbalah, Kabbalists say that we have before us infinity and an endless pleasure. And we were just talking about shame. So, how can it be that we will work for 70 years, even if it is from the day of birth to the day of death? Absolutely. It is still limited. So, how can it be that in return for this, we will receive the world of infinity, Ein Sof? Yes?
These words of theirs are perplexing through and through. First, bewilderment. Our primary aim and prayer is spare us from treasure of a free gift. Our sages said that the treasure of a free gift is prepared only for the greatest souls in the world. Their answer is even more perplexing. They said that there is a great flaw in free gifts, namely the shame that encounters every receiver of a free gift. To mend this, the Creator had prepared this world where there is work and labor, so as to take the reward for their work and labor in the next world. But their answer is very odd. What is this like? It is like a person who says to his friend, work with me for just one moment, and in return, I will give you every pleasure and treasure in the world for the rest of your life. There is indeed no greater free gift than this, since the reward is utterly incomparable with the work. For the work is in this world a transient, worthless world compared to the reward and the pleasure in the eternal world. For what value is there to the passing world compared to the eternal world? It is even more so with regard to the quality of the labor, which is worthless compared to the quality of the reward. Our sages said, the Creator is destined to bequeath each and every righteous 310 worlds. We cannot say that the Creator gives some of the reward in return for their work, and the rest is a free gift. For then, what good would that do? The blemish of shame would remain in the rest of the gift. Indeed, their words are not to be taken literally, for there is a profound meaning here.
Ken.
Yes. So, are there questions? Moshe, you need to read again.
Again, number 7. Title, what is the connection between working 70 years and eternal delight? As there is no greater free gift than this.
In other words, in this world, now we can work in giving, in connection, in bestowal, in anything good for our entire life. Let's say that it is 70 years. And in return for this, we will receive an eternal world, complete, perfect, full of all the pleasures without any limitations. How can it be such a thing? Let's say that it happens. After that, aren't we left with a free gift, the feeling of shame? Is this clear? What is asking?
Здравствуйте, Рав. Здравствуйте, мировой Гли. Рав, в нашем мире так легко ошутить этот стыд. Это понимают все.
In our world, it's easy to feel shame. Everybody understands that.
Трудно вот относительно Творца вот почувствовать это.
There's a clear example of that. But why is it hard to feel it towards the Creator?
Because we don't feel Him.
And
we can't depict Him to ourselves, and that's why it's difficult for us to understand, to feel what the Creator feels, what He receives from us, what we receive from Him. All of this is still hidden from us. That's why our state is called concealment.
А игра поможет в этом...
Can acting help? And this development of our feelings to act, to imagine the Creator for ourselves or so on. Towards a group, you can somehow feel it because we get a lot from it, but what's behind the group that the Creator's there? It's harder.
When you come closer to the group, you will begin to feel the Creator who is behind it. You have to get closer to the group. With all your soul, with all your heart, just come closer to them, and then you'll start to feel the Creator who is behind the group.